Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Psalm 66:16. Can you recommend your own religion? Concerning the definition of religion, Trench said, in James 1:26-27, the writer purposely uses the word to set in contrast that which is unreal and deceptive, and the pure religion which consists in visiting the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and in keeping oneself unspotted from the world. He is not herein affirming these offices to be the sum total, nor yet the great essentials of true religion, but declares them to be the body of which godliness, or the love of God, is the informing soul. The term religious is the act of being careful of the externals of divine service, devout. However religion is defined in your own mind, religion identifies your spiritual identity. Can you recommend your own religion in light of the scriptures? Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 7:21. As religion is going to be defined by an individual's actions, can it be said that my religion is based upon the Apostle Paul's assessment saying, so belief cometh of hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ, Romans 10:17. What's the source of your belief structure? In regard to Christian living, the Apostle Peter said, but sanctify in your hearts Christ as Lord, being ready always to give answer to every man that asketh you a reason concerning the hope that is in you, yet with meekness and fear, 1 Peter 3:15. Do those with whom you come into contact even know you have a hope for which you strive? Can you recommend your own religion by the life you live? The Apostle Paul said, wherefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, they are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And again, he saith, it is no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. Galatians 2:20. Does your way of life recommend your religion? Can you recommend your religion by the way you support it? When the Apostle Paul spoke of his faith, he said, quoting David, I believed, and therefore did I speak. We also believe, and therefore also we speak. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Can you recommend your religion by the way it changed you? The Apostle Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your forbearance be known unto all men. Philippians 4:4-5. The Apostle Paul was able to rejoice due to his confidence in the Lord, saying, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus unto all generations forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 3:20-21. Do your children see your religion in your life? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul saying, yea, verily, and I count all things to be lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but refuse, that I may gain Christ. Philippians 3:8. Do you recommend your religion?